It's the beginning of December, the first week, and for those who participated, that means the National Novel Writing Month has come to an end. The challenge is exactly what it sounds like. Write a novel in 1 month. WABE's Mike John spent November following two Atlanta writers as they hit the keys and has this story.
Who on earth would try to write a novel in a month? Well, let's meet two folks who did.
Sure, my name's Daniel Lim.
Daniel has written poetry and short stories before this, but not only is this his first attempt at National Novel Writing Month, which most folks refer to as NaNoWriMo, it's also his first attempt at writing a novel. And in this corner...
I am Laurel Snyder.
Laurel is a full-time writer, author of Seven Stories Up, Bigger Than a Breadbox, and a whole host of other picture books and young adult novels. The task in front of them is this. Write 50,000 words of a novel in 30 days. Breaking it down, that's 1,667 words a day, or about 3 pages. I met Daniel Lam at the beginning of November at a coffee house in Decatur. When I arrived, he was at work on an iPad with a detachable keyboard, very portable.
I've always aspired to writing a novel-length piece, and I thought this would be a great opportunity to kickstart that.
Okay, so, I mean, you know, this is Sunday. National Novel Writing Month started on Friday. Where are you? Where are you in the process?
I'm about 3,000 words in now.
What's your first sentence?
My first sentence, let's see here. I want to know where the South is, not the geography, but the true experience.
That's a good first sentence.
Not far away in Ormwood Park, Laurel Snyder is working on a novel called The Orphan Island. Laurel has actually tried her hand at NaNoWriMo before.
My third novel, Penny Dreadful, I wrote for NaNoWriMo, which I think is how you pronounce it. And I think somebody told me about it, and I thought, that's what I need. I need structure. I just need somebody to kind of give me the push. I had an idea that had been gestating, and I wrote it, and it was kind of a disaster. I ended up rewriting that book like 4 times.
Similarly, she says she's been toying with the idea for this year's novel for the last 6 months.
This is what I need. Like, I've got this outline, I've got these first pages, I've got all these drafts in my head. I just need to start making the book.
What's your view of the sort of arbitrary month-long limit?
I mean, I don't expect to stick to it. I didn't last time entirely. I was definitely like a little behind schedule on it. I was like looking at my little thing when I put my word count in today and it said I'm going to be done December 16th. Like, it might take me 6 weeks to write a novel. When like the reality is it's going to take 2 years to write this novel.
Okay, so why do this? Why put yourself under the pressure of producing 50,000 words in a month? Which, to put it in perspective, in Times New Roman font, 12-point, single-spaced, is right around 84 pages. To get a better idea of why, I talked to Jackson Pierce. She's a young adult novelist.
My first book, As You Wish, and my second book, Sisters Red, I wrote both of those in NaNoWriMo style.
She's not participating this year, but she says that she might not be a published author today if not for her past participation in NaNoWriMo.
I didn't do it during November, but I used the same sort of thing where I said you have to write 2,000 words a day.
She says that being goal-oriented helps her stay focused. Granted, not everyone works that way, but Pierce emphasizes the importance of not getting caught up in the size of the goal, but staying consistent and writing every day.
Don't think of it as writing a 50,000-word novel. Think of it as writing a 1,600-word scene 30 times.
I catch back up with Daniel Lam in the middle of the month at Manuel's Tavern. He says he's coming along, but he's had some good days and some not-so-good days.
Some days I've sat down to write and I've gotten 30 words.
He says he's working on being consistent with his busy schedule. He works and he's in school, but he's also positive about the writing that he's been able to do.
And that's been a gift that this exercise has done for me, is that I've been more intentional about my writing, and I've got a lot more vision for what I'm doing than I did when I started.
And finding that focus can be invaluable for a first-time or even a fifth-time novelist. Again, Jackson Pierce.
So many people tell me they want to write a book, and so few people actually do it. And that's why one of the reasons I really like NaNoWriMo is it does take that one day aspect out of it. It makes it, you know, no, it's today. It's November 1st. It's that day. That's when we're going to do it.
Laurel Snyder is fine with the motivational aspect of NaNoWriMo, but not without reservations.
I think it's awesome in terms of process and labor. I think it's dangerous in terms of goal.
What she's getting at is that even if you manage to hit 50,000 words, that doesn't necessarily mean that you've written a publishable book. But especially for first-timers like Daniel, it can reveal, frankly, whether you can or want to do this kind of thing at all. And NaNoWriMo, with its use of social media and the online community and the pep talks and the framework, these are tools that can help you get started.
And then you have to shut them off.
And sit down and do the work. Daniel Lamb seems to have taken this to heart.
The presence on Twitter does remind me to get off Twitter and try to write.
The vernacular of NaNoWriMo is very much like that of a game. If you hit the 50,000 word count by November 30th, you have won at National Novel Writing Month.
All right, so I'm talking to you on, this is November 30th, mm-hmm. It's the final day. Where are you?
I have failed.
I did not complete the words. I got about 30% of the words that I wanted to get.
Laurel says that she's got 4 chapters. Now that, and Daniel's 30%, is more than either of them had on November 1st, and that's at least a strong start. And again, Daniel has never attempted a novel before, so he came away from NaNoWriMo with more than just pages, but a self-awareness about himself as a writer.
I didn't expect my ideas to be as scattered and random as they were. A lot of what came out was litanies of things that happened and little chronologies and timelines, stuff that looks like framework and outline form, and not as much dense, fleshed-out writing. And I had it in my mind that I was just going to sit down and be awesome and you know, have a novel to shop by the end of November. So I think there was definitely a naivety on that in that respect on my part that I didn't even see about myself.
Now, even for those who won NaNoWriMo, at the end of November, the work is far from over. I recall Laurel telling me about how she rewrote her third novel at least 4 times. And that's actually good news, because it means that, like Laurel and Daniel, if you didn't finish your book, you can keep going. If anything, both writers seem invigorated.
There's some part of me that's like, well, now I have to prove to myself that I can actually crank out 1,000 words a day, you know? Like, I failed the project of National Novel Writing Month. I haven't failed my novel.
With that spirit, there's always tomorrow. And for National Novel Writing Month, there's always next November. For WABE, I'm Mike Johns.